Your Uni's student radio station. You are live.
Okay, so recently, USU Welfare Officer Dom Smithies has launched a year-long respect campaign called the hashtag WeAreYork that aims to increase inclusivity within the university. We are joined in the studio by Dom to tell us more exactly about what WeAreYork is. So, hello, Dom.
Hi.
So, I guess, naturally, my first question is, what is WeAreYork?
So, it's a year-long campaign on respect and inclusivity that's being run by the union, supported by all of the part-time officers and their agendas, and hoping to work with all of the colleges and all the campaigns they hope to run. So it's sort of encouraging the messaging of respect, supporting each other, safety, and being an inclusive campus, so it's as welcoming as possible. Lots of key messages throughout various terms. So this term, the focus for the union as a whole is on consent, what that means in all sorts of various aspects. And then the second term, we're looking to focus on social media and harassment and things like that, leaving term three open for now for the new part-time officers and new colleges to sort of feed into and determine what the focus should be. But in terms of the calendar for the campaign, all of the colleges and part-time officers will be feeding into it in various ways.
Okay, so the consent talk that happened in Freshers Week, was that part of the We Are York campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. So the consent sort of focus for this term is to sort of emphasise and reinforce the messaging that the women's officers are trying to get out on how important consent is and what matters. So the talks were mandated by the women's officers, so it's something on their own agenda, but we were doing it, putting the focus on to sort of encourage people to engage in that discussion and reinforce what they were already trying to say.
And what exactly inspired you to take action and try and change campus?
Well, it's part of my whole role. That's a huge question. I could go back years talking about inspirations. I think there's not so much of a huge issue that needs to be tackled, but it always needs to be addressed that we want campus to be as inclusive as possible, that we want everyone to feel welcome, and tackling inclusivity in all various forms, queer phobia, racism, sexism, etc., can be a huge, huge topic to tackle. So having that sort of overarching year-long campaign to put the messaging out there in respect to inclusivity with lots of different people and lots of different networks feeding into it will hopefully get a lot of strong, positive messaging out there for students.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Do you feel like the campus was lacking in a certain amount of respect and inclusivity, or do you just feel like it's something that we generally as society need to improve on?
I think there's definitely a huge need to improve on a much wider scale. On campus, there's loads of amazing campaigns that are run in colleges and networks, and I think this is just an attempt to sort of bring it all together and put a focus on it all. Lots of people have done various different campaigns and still will do throughout the year on a whole host of issues and things that crop up, so they'll be tackling it proactively and reactively, but this is just sort of put an agenda on the table and allow lots of people to put in their own events and ideas to feed into the whole message that the union wants to put out.
So are there any events coming up immediately?
Not immediately. So the consent talks are sort of the launch of it. We've just had our first liberation and welfare meeting, so we've only just started talking to people now that students are finally back. But lots of talk is in there with all the colleges and all the part-time officers on what's going to be coming up. So news to follow.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Your Uni's student radio station. You are why.